You know.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Somebody might have done something to him. Mm-hmm. Uncle John Dent, he had the longest feet. I know his feet were 1.5 foot long.
Well, sometimes they did some things that they wouldn't want people to know, probably, who they were,
well,
I guess.
I guess they did.
Yeah.
With him, though, it wouldn't have made no difference because he was a big old man.
Hmm.
He stood, he got in his, he sold things through the country. Produce and chickens and eggs and butter and stuff through the country from Red Bank to Charleston. And one summer, me and my sister went out there to stay a week with my aunt while he would trade.
Mm-hmm.
If you had something and you needed something else, well, he would, you know, trade with you for a little more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way he did his business. Anyway, he was going, he got up on the wagon that morning, he loaded it that side of Sunday night, and got up early and started out. And he said something just kept telling him to take a whole box of shells with him and take his gun up on the seat right with him. He had a covered wagon, and then he had the seat was up from under the wagon, from the covered part up here. And he put the gun up here. And he went on, and he said he got about 10 miles down the road from coming to the Charleston Highway, going down the Charleston Highway. He saw a crowd of women standing off to the side, and over here was a crowd of men and a pot boy. And over there, he saw one lone man tied to a tree. And he recognized who it was a Mormon elder that they had stripped his clothes off of and was tar and feathering him and was going to burn him. And they had the women there looking at. My uncle drove into them people with his gun loaded, double barrel gun loaded, and he said he trained it on the women, and he told them, he said, don't one of you run. If you do, I'll shoot you down. He said, I'll let you have it. He said, and you men, he said, don't one of you move either, except the one that's going to take that boy down off of that tree. So that boy ain't done nothing to you people.
Hmm.
Said, you ain't going to tar and feather him. And they had done feathered, tarred 1 foot about to there. Hot tar.
Just because he was a Mormon?
Just because he was a Mormon elder.
Hmm.
And my uncle told him, and women began screaming. He said, all the screaming you can do is not going to save you. He said, they're going to take, going to heed my wishes or my demand. Or he said, all of us going to die. He said, I got a whole box of shells. And he lifted the shells, he said, up in his hand and showed him he had a whole box. And he said, I'm not afraid to kill you anymore.
Hmm.
And women screamed and cried and begged their husbands to, you know, take him down in a hurry. And so he made the women stand right there till he cut that boy down, tore them, gotten them garments off of him with the tar on them and all. And he asked the other elder if he had any more garments in the little bag, and he told him yes. And he made him put more garments on that elder and help him in the back of his buggy of truck. And he said that if the Lord hadn't had a hand in it, he don't know who else could would have. He said that everything could be placed right on top of one another in a place for that elder to lay in that wagon. So he come
just
on to Columbia and brought that elder to my mama right over here on 8th Street on Lunchy. He didn't go back to his home, and he brought him to my mama's house.